Let's pray in silence to prepare hearts for the Sabbath service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our afternoon Sabbath service. Let us arise and sing hymn 130. 130. Seek His rest on this the Sabbath day. He has bestowed on those who believe the wonders of His love, the wonders of His love, the wonders, wonders of His love. Jesus our Lord, remember this day with joy and love for all. Satan told us, listen His call and gather here as one, as one, and gather here as one. No more shall sin control our hearts. Let God instead be King, for light and life are from His hand, for now and evermore, for now and evermore, for now and evermore. Heaven on earth shall here be seen, on this the Sabbath day, the poor now rich, the low now rich, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. We thank to the grace of the Lord that we are able to continue in our service. So now let us kneel down and pray. We ask of the Lord Jesus to guide us in our Sabbath service. Let's together kneel down and pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Our Lord is born again. Arada gidiyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Ara yere gidiyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Arada gidiyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Arada gidiyor, orada geliyor, orada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Arada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, sınırı gidiyoruz, sınırı gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, sınırı gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, orada gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sınırı gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sınırı gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz, sonra gidiyoruz. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor, sınır geliyor. Arada geliyor, sonra geliyor, sınır geliyor.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us study the verse of our Lord Jesus Christ. For mutual encouragement, we will study the topic on renewal in the strength. We will use two sessions for our study. Let us firstly turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Let us read from the verse 29 down to 31. Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 29 down to 31. Verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. All right, so this was the encouragement of the prophet Isaiah given to God's people, telling them that the Lord God, He is the source of the strength. For him who has no might, he will increase the strength. And here says, they who wait for the Lord. All right, so today we must turn back to him. We must wait on the Lord according to his time, according to his act, that he will renew in our strength. And after we have the renewal of our strength, we are able to mount up like wings, like the eagle. we know that eagle wings are very powerful. They're able to fly up in the heavens, even above the mountains, the hills. Nothing is able to obstruct them. So today, when we have this renewal in our strength from the Lord, we will be likened to the eagles. To have the wings of the eagles, then we shall run and not be weary, we shall walk and not be faint. All right, so from Isaiah here tells us that the Lord is the source of our strength, and today we must have the renewal of the strength. So for our study this afternoon, we will firstly run through two areas or two points. The first point tells us about the reasons, the needs for the renewal in the strength. So why today we need to have this renewal in our strength? So for this first point, we run through three sub-points. All right, so number one, why today we need to have this renewal in the strength? So number one tells us, because today there is still a long and a great journey ahead. So be it whether in our life of faith or in our life of service, there is still a long and a great journey ahead. So one example that we are able to see from the Old Testament, it tells us about Elijah. We know at the time, Elijah, he challenged the 450 prophets of Baal. So they went to the mount at the time. So after the victory of Elijah over against the 450 prophets of Baal, so he took flight from Jezebel. Because at the time, there was danger towards his life. So he took flight. So he went a day's journey into the wilderness. And at the time, he was tired. So he laid down and he slept under a broom tree. All right. So at the time, an angel of the Lord was sent to him, or an angel of the Lord went to him. So let us refer to this incident. Let's turn to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. Let us read from verses 5 down to 8. 1 Kings chapter 19, 5 to 8. Excuse me, verse 5. And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." 6. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stone and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. 7. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you." So in the verse 7, the angel says, "Else the journey will be too great for you." So verse 8, and he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, to the Mount of God. All right, so at the time, Elijah took flight from Jezebel. So he, at the time, he wanted to go to Horeb, the Mount of God. So there was still a long journey. And according to commentaries, at the time, from the place where he was to Horeb, it takes around, the distance is 200 miles away. And here tells us, at the time, he took 40 days and 40 nights to reach Horeb. All right, so here tells us, at the time, the journey, there was still a long journey for him. So similarly today, in our physical or our earthly, or we say our spiritual heavenly journey, we face with the many challenges. There is still a journey for us, a long and a great journey ahead of us. All right, so today we in our journey, we have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. Just like to Psalms 23, verse 4. Here, the Psalm of David. David says that even though we go through the valley of death, today we will not fear. And of course, today in our journey, we may also have to go through the valley of Baca or the valley of the weeping. Let's refer to Psalms 84. Psalms 84, let us read from verses 5 to 7. Psalms 84, 5 to 7. Verse 5. Blessed are the men whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Verse 6. As they go through the valley of Baca or the weeping, they make it a place of spring. The early rain also covers it with pools. 7. They go from strength to strength. The God of gods will be seen in Zion. So here tell us about the pilgrimage journey of God's people. They must make this journey at least 3 times a year to the Jerusalem to observe the feast and the festival. So this journey is not easy. They have to go through the wilderness and they have to go through the valley of Baca or the valley of weeping. So it is a dry valley. But because they have set their hearts towards the house of God, towards Zion, towards the temple. So at the time, God opened the way and God made it a place of springs. The early rain covered it with pools. So the Lord opened the way. The Lord through this encouraged them and strengthened them. So here says, they go from the strength to strength. All right, so today we have a long journey ahead of us. So we have to go through all these valleys. But we thank the Lord today. We have the Lord to be there for us. And also we know from the Bible, as in the Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. In the Matthew 7, 13 and 14, tell us today, we have entered by the narrow gate. And because we have entered by the narrow gate, we know that the way is hard, all right? It is not easy, full of challenges. We must always uphold to the teachings, to the principles that is in the Bible. So like Paul, the same. Paul, on his frequent journeys, he faced with many challenges. He faced with many dangers. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. Verse 26. Here tells us, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, dangers from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brethren. All right, so Paul tells us about his journey. He went through a lot. So there were many dangers. So as we say today in our heavenly journey, we have to go through a long and a hard way. They are full of the challenges, full of the dangers. So we must be like Elijah. We need to be nourished spiritually by what? By the words of God, by the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, so that we are able to be strengthened, to be renewed in the strength. At that time, the angel of the Lord went to him twice, bringing the bread and the water, and telling him that he need all this. So today, we need all this graces from the Lord to strengthen us, so that we can be renewed in our strength and to continue in our long and hard journey. All right, so in the end, what is our purpose? Just like to Apostle Paul in the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, he says that in the end, he says, I have finished the race. All right, so today we must be able to finish the race. So how to finish this race? So we must be strong spiritually. We must gain the renewal of the strength, because the journey is long, the journey is great. Then secondly, the second sub-point for the point number one as to the reason, the need for us to have this renewal in the strength. But the second reason is because today we may be weak spiritually, all right? We may be weak spiritually. Just like to the Old Testament, we know at the time, David, he has to flee from Saul. So in his weakness, all right, in his weakness, at the time, he went to the Philistines. He sought refuge in King Achish. And he was, at the time, given Ziklag, so a small town or city given to him. So at the time, David, he did not seek God. All right? So in the weakness of David, he did not seek God, but instead he went to the Philistines. Let's turn to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 27. 1 Samuel chapter 27. Let us read verse 1 and verse 2 first. 1 Samuel 27, 1 and 2. Verse 1. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should escape in the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand. Verse 2. So David rose and went over, and he and his 600 men who were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. All right, so David went to seek refuge there. And in the verses 5 down to 7, verses 5 to 7, then David said to Achish, if I found favor in your eyes, let a place be given me in one of the country towns, that I may dwell there. For why should your servants dwell in the royal city with you? So that day Achish gave him Ziklag. Therefore, here cause Ziklag has belonged to the king of Judah to this day. So he dwelt there a year and 4 months. All right, but at the time, David thought that he was safe. But later on, in his absence, in the absence of the men, the warriors from the Ziklag, we know the Amalekites, they came and they raided Ziklag. So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, actually it is from the verses 1 down to verse 6, the upper portion. So at the time it tells us, verse 1, that the Amalekites, they make a raid there and they have overcome Ziklag. And verse 2, taken captive all the women, all that were in it, both small and great, and they killed no one but took them off. All right, so verse 3, when David and his men came to the city, they found that it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captive. So verse 4, then David and the people who were with him raised their voice and they wept until what? They had no more strength to weep. All right, so from the physical sadness, they wept, so it affected them inwardly, emotionally, psychologically, and in their strength. All right? So even though here says they have no more strength to weep, but physical affects the inward, the emotions. All right? So at the time, overall, we say that they were weakened at the time. And furthermore, here says, verse 5, David's two wives also, they were taken into captive. And here says, at the time, verse 6, David was greatly distressed, and the people at the time, they spoke of stoning him, right, because their families were also taken. Alright, so David was in that situation. So what was the way out? What must David do? In actuality, there's no other way but one way. As we say at the time, in the weakness of David, he never seek God, but he used his own plan, ways and method, he went to seek refuge amongst the Philistines. So now, in this problem, so when they were weak, they were strengthless. And David put in that position and danger to his life that the people will stone him. So in the verse 6, the lower portion, in the verse 6, the lower portion down to the verse 8. So David, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. All right, so thank the Lord. Now he turned back to God so that he can be strengthened to gain the renewal in the strength. That's why from the 7 and 8, at the time, David asked Abiathar the priest. So at the time, to bring the effort. And at the time, they sought to inquire the Lord. So they asked in the verse 8, shall I pursue after the band? Shall I overtake them? So the answer given by God was, pursue, for you shall surely overtake and you shall rescue them. All right? So in the end, David sought God to be strengthened in the Lord, to be renewed in his strength. So today, why we need to have this renewal? Because we may be weak spiritually. All right? And the third reason, the third need as to why we must have this renewal of the strength. So the third point is to be able to withstand our spiritual enemies in the spiritual warfare. Of course, in the Old Testament, we know about Joshua. So Joshua, he was chosen, all right? So Joshua, he was chosen to lead the Israelites to inherit, to possess the promised land. So as we know, in the Joshua chapter 1, we are well familiar with this. In the Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, verse 9, and verse 18, the lower portion. At the time, this statement always appears. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. So verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. And in the verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? And even the Israelites in the verse 18, here in the lower portion, telling Joshua, only be strong and of good courage. All right, so this is the requirement today. We must be strong, we must be courageous, because we are fighting a war. Of course, in the Old Testament, it was physical against their enemies. But today, we are fighting these spiritual enemies in the spiritual warfare. So we cannot be weak, but we must be strong. But at times we are weak, so we must have this renewal of the strength. Just like to 1 John. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. All right, here, of course, directed to the youth, because the youth, they are the target of the attack of the devil, Satan. So here says, you, because you are strong, you have overcome the evil one. So today, to overcome the evil one, it is not by our might or by our own power or strength, but we need the strength which comes from the Lord. So we need the renewal in the strength. And also in the Ephesians chapter 6, if we read or study from the verses 10 down to 20, Paul tells us about the warfare of the church. So in the chapter 6, verse 10, then we read verse 12. So in the verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. All right? So verse 10 here tells us, we must be strong in the Lord. All right? So remember, it is not strong in ourselves, relying on our own self. But here says we must be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Why? Because verse 12 tells us, we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of the present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. All right, so this is a spiritual warfare. So today we need to be strengthened, to be renewed in strength, so that we are able to withstand our enemy. All right, so here tells us about the three reasons as to why today there is a need for the renewal in the strength. So we say because there is still a long and a great journey full of challenges. And then secondly, because today we may be weak spiritually. And thirdly, because we need to withstand our enemy, spiritual enemies in the spiritual warfare. Okay, now we come to the second point, second area. So today we must renew in the strength. Okay, let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, here there is an illustration. So in the chapter 40, verse 30, here says, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. So here specifically make use of the example of the young men, young people. So young people, we know, physically, if you say, physically, and at their age, they are strong. All right? They have so-called a lot of future. They want to do this, they want to do that. They have many plans. All right? So the youth, they always think that they are strong. But here now tells us, even youth, they shall faint and be weary. Young men, they shall fall exhausted. All right? So it is not physical. Don't always think that the strength, physical strength, is good enough. All right? But today, we need spiritual strength to be renewed in the strength. And this strength, we say, comes from the Lord. So for him who has no might, he increases strength. So we must wait for the Lord so that we shall renew in our strength. So do not think that today I am strong. All right? But today, when we always say we are strong, we always look, we always measure with the standard of what? Physical sight. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. All right, so today let us not think that we are strong. I'm able to stand. But here Paul gave a warning. So today be careful. Don't think that we are able to stand. If not, take heed lest we fall. All right, so today we must continue to pursue to have this renewal in our strength. So we quickly run through three examples. All right, three examples. Of course, all these are from the New Testament. The first example we know about our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus, he was also strengthened. He received renewal in his strength. So Jesus, in the days of his flesh, all right, in the days of his flesh, let us refer to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. He was heard from his godly fear. All right, so of course, here does not mean that Jesus need not die. But Jesus at the time, in the days of his flesh, here specifically says he offered up prayers with loud cries and tears. All right, so here says in the days of his flesh. So here I want to stress on the day of his flesh. Why? We know at the time in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, as recorded in Matthew, tells us, Jesus was what? Sorrowful. Very sorrowful. He was troubled. All right? So at the time, he knew he must fulfill the will of the Lord. But in the days of his flesh at the time, he needed strength. All right? So the only way he offered up prayers and supplication with loud cries and the tears. So at the time, he gained the renewal of the strength so that he was able to fulfill the will of the Father. Let's turn to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Let us read verse 43 and 44. Luke chapter 22, 43 and 44. Here 43 says, "And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him." 44. "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down upon the ground." We know Jesus prayed three times. Why three times? Because at the time, he needed to regain his strength, to be strengthened, to renew in his strength, so that he is able to fulfill God's will. So he prayed three times. All right, so, and most probably at the third time, on the third time, this angel came to strengthen him. And he continued very earnest in the prayer to the extent his sweat became like the great drops of the blood. All right, so Jesus, just imagine, in the days of his flesh, he needed to be strengthened to gain the renewal of strength. So what about us? Are we stronger than Jesus? All right. So today, we must have this renewal in the strength. Don't always think that by myself, I'm able to stand. The second example, the renewal in the strength. We know it here, the second example about Peter. So we know that this Peter, of course, he was in the inner circle, one of the three closest apostles to the Lord Jesus. And of course, Peter was senior and he loved the Lord very much. All right, and of course, we do not deny Peter also had faith. He followed Jesus faithfully. But Peter was one very impulsive, one who always looked highly upon himself. All right, so we know at the time, once Peter says, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to the prison, even to death, to die with the Lord." All right, so Peter, when he said this statement, I believe he was very, very sure about himself. "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to die." But we know the Lord told him, "You will deny me three times." And at the time, Satan also demanded to have him and the rest of the apostles. But thank the Lord, at the time, Jesus specially prayed for Peter, that Peter will be strong, Peter will be strengthened, that after he come back to himself, he's able to strengthen his fellow men. Let's turn to Luke. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. Luke chapter 22, verse 32. "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren." So definitely, for Peter to be able to strengthen his brethren, he must turn again from his weaknesses. All right? So Peter, he himself, must gain the renewal in the strength to be strengthened. Then only he is able to strengthen the brethren. All right, so this very important work after later was given to Peter. And we know Peter, he was able to fulfill this work. He was one very important apostle So he became one of the pillars of the church in the Jerusalem. Alright, so this is the second example. Even Peter, the so-called very senior, great apostle, one who is very close to the Lord, he also needed to gain the renewal in the strength so that he can continue to fulfill the will of the Lord. And the third example, Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, we know, if you want to compare, we say that he is the greatest of the apostles. He accomplished the most for the Lord. All right. So Paul was strengthened. Paul was very special. Paul learned, all right? Paul learned from the Lord. The Lord taught him. So he learned that when he was weak, then he will be strong through the renewal in the strength. In the 2 Corinthians, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 9 and 10. So in the verse 9, but he said to me, all right, the Lord said to him, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. I will all the more, so Paul says, I will all the more gladly boast of my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. But let us not misread to think that Paul says today we can continue to be weak. No. But because today, if we always think I am strong by myself, I'm able to stand, then we will not turn to the Lord. But if today we are weak, all right? So we are weak, definitely we know our condition, then we will turn to the Lord. So Paul learned these teachings from the Lord. So he, for the sake of Christ, he says, I'm content with the weaknesses, all right? So he says, when I am weak, then I am strong. So today, we must learn this. Let us not again, we say, think that we are strong, we're able to stand by ourselves, but today, we must have this renewal of our strength. We must turn back to the Lord. All right? So even Jesus himself was strengthened. He gained the renewal of the strength. Furthermore, the two important apostles, Peter and John, the same. Oh, sorry, Peter and Paul, the same. So today, we must have this renewal in our strength. May the Lord guide us. May the Lord help us. Let us now sing hymn 254, 254. We sing three stanzas, 254.
Thy tender hand is laid on.
the Lord. Now we will pray. Let's continue to pray that the Lord will continue to guide us, to strengthen us, so that we will gain the renewal in our strength. Let's together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Are you sure?
Amen.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me, Lord, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh bless me, thou my Savior. I come to thee.
We thank to our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Sabbath service will end here. May the Lord bless and guide. Amen.